There are questions today about why thousands of employees at Wells Fargo, over 5,000, seem to simultaneously choose to flaunt regulations and common decency and open fake bank accounts and credit cards without customer permission. The 5,000 employees have been fired, and yesterday regulators announced a $185 million fine against the bank, one of the country's largest. So what happened? Michael Regan is columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. He's in New York. And Mike, first, how the scheme worked. I mean, would someone know that an account was created in their name?
Well, that's exactly it. The customers had no idea that these accounts existed because the employees were secretly opening them without the customer's knowledge or approval. And that's what allowed it to continue for so long and to grow to such a huge amount of accounts in the neighborhood of 2 million fake deposit and credit card accounts.
This is amazing. And again, this is over years, 5,000 employees, not one rogue employee. Why would they do this?
Well, it's basically Wells Fargo is known for what's called cross-selling, which is when you have someone who, say, is a checking account customer, you try to sell them on other services, whether it be opening a credit card or maybe using one of the bank's financial advisors. And this case is highlighting the fact that the bank put a lot of pressure on employees to do whatever it takes to meet sales quotas by getting customers to open more accounts. One employee grievance from last year accused managers of berating and demeaning employees and actually threatening their employment or threatening to make them work much longer hours in order to meet these sales quotas.
It's Dickens, you know. They seem to be hounded. And in fact, your colleague, Matt Levine, writes in Bloomberg, it's like a vast uprising of low-paid and ill-treated Wells Fargo employees against their bosses.
That's right. It's unusual. You know, the financial scandals we're so accustomed to involve these, you know, traders making millions of dollars a year and, you know, exotic bets on mortgages and that sort of thing. This appears, at least from what we know, to be much lower level, you know, branch workers, low paid workers who are really just trying to keep their job and maybe qualify for a bonus. And the incentive system at Wells Fargo seems to have been so heavy-handed and, you know, not enough on the other end to ensure that these people were meeting these quotas in the appropriate way.
Well, somebody must have noticed, gee, 5,000 people are being fired here. You know, at Wells Fargo, is any management going to lose a job or is the system going to change there, do you think?
Well, it's a great question. I think that's what's on everyone's mind right now. Wells Fargo hasn't really said a lot about it. You know, they issued sort of a very short statement apologizing for it, but they haven't really given their side of the story too well. Many of the sort of lower-level managers involved in this were fired, but the question really is how high up in the bank were these practices known and why weren't they prevented earlier? I think it's a safe assumption that a lot of people might be worried about their jobs there all the way up and down the management chain.
Yeah. Mike Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly, thank you so much.
Thank you.